Special Pittsburgh, I'm assistant producer Katie Blackley, in for Paul Guggenheimer. Continuing our special Homewood-focused show, we'll take a walk through the neighborhood and visit some of the businesses there, from an 80,000-square-foot indoor bike park to the Dream Barbecue on North Braddock Avenue. But first, we'll hear from the women who run the family-owned Jones Printing.
My name is Bertie Clay. I am co-owner of Jones Printing.
And my name is Denise Jones, also co-owner of Jones Printing. The business was started in 1948 by my dad, Wallace Jones, and I inherited in 1981. And Bertie has been on board since 1991.
Well, I know it was a family-owned business when I came in. Her dad owned it first, and then her mother took over, and then when her mom passed away, she took over. And a little bit after that, I came on board in 91 to do the graphic part of the business while Denise ran the press, mostly in a male-dominant field of printing. So we call ourselves an anomaly in this industry, but we've held it up and kept it going for over, since 1984?
81. We get people from the churches, neighborhood, small businesses. We do corporate accounts also, but they don't really come in. We get that via email. Mm. Well, we just moved into Homewood probably about 5-6 years ago.
So moving over into this area, we lost a lot of our customer base, but it's picked back up in the last 7 years with the community around us and some of our corporate accounts, one of them being Alcosan, who have really stepped in and helped us on, because they honor their diversity contracts, unlike a lot of other corporations they do, but we're happy that they're on board with us, and it's one of the reasons we're in business today is because of the help of them and then the community around us. And even though we've moved into Homewood, which Point Breeze was really part of Homewood as well, but it was just on the other side of the tracks. So that being said, our customer base is still in the neighborhood and is still around, so it's what keeps our doors open. It's to serve our community. So we enjoy it, and we look forward to serving more years in the community and trying to do some community outreach as much as we can as far as cleaning up the neighborhood and making it a better place.
Personality, prices, I think we're pretty competitive.
And we really do get to know our customers. By us being a small business, there's not a lot of red tape that you have to get through to deal with us. You call us, you get us on the phone, and then we're here to help you. When the people walk by and they look and they see other businesses still here and open and surviving, then it gives them hope that they can do the same thing and that it's not impossible to keep it going and to do it. So keeping our doors open and being in this community is what helps keep that alive. And I think when people walk by and they see our doors open, it does it like, great. Ooh, I wonder who runs that. And then they look in and they say, wow, two women. Wow, two African-American women. Oh, that's even better. And it gives them hope. If, as long as we keep it clean, we keep it nice, we are respectful to those that come here and as they are to us, then we'll continue to be here and be here for many more years.
My name is Harry. I'm the owner of the Wheel Mill Indoor Bike Park here in Pittsburgh. The Wheel Mill is an 80,000 square foot indoor mountain bike and BMX facility. There's something here for any age, any skill level, any interest within mountain biking and BMX. You can be first time on a bike, or you can be 100,000th time on a bike and find something to do here. It's all weather, all time of day or night. Everybody will be happy to see you here. The Wheel Mill began as a reaction to driving 2.5 hours each way in the snow to another indoor bike park in Cleveland, which was scary, the driving part, and the riding part was so much fun that my cousin and I decided that I needed to do something like that here. So we have a number of different rooms. Some of them are themed according to, you know, BMX freestyle or mountain bike or more race type. And then we have rooms that are more beginner-oriented and rooms that are more advanced, like bigger jumps or faster trails or trails with bigger obstacles, that kind of thing. We actually have a youth-oriented event coming up called the Next Generation Jam. All ages are welcome, but it's all the prizes and contests and events are all focused on kids that are like 16 and under, basically. And that's really to celebrate all the kids, the next generation of riders. There's some amazing youth riders that are actually going around the world riding at a really young age. Pretty amazing.
My name is Michael. I've been riding for 4 years, and my favorite thing to do here is ride in the foam pit and the resi.
My name is Amanda, and I started riding in January of this year at the Wheel Mill. As a beginner bike enthusiast, it's been fundamental in learning all the skills of the beginner and getting on a right track. It's been great to have the women's nights on Mondays with the coaching with Karen. Girls' weekend was exceptional, a lot of great skills there. And that's what I needed starting out riding, get started, not develop any bad habits.
There's something here for any age, any skill level, any interest within mountain biking and BMX. You can be first time on a bike, or you can be 100,000th time on a bike and find something to do here. People seem to love it. We love it too. So, it has something for everybody. So, just looking at our Facebook reviews or our Yelp reviews or that kind of thing, you know, things that are unsolicited by us. We have, you know, birthday parties that say, you know, we brought kids that never rode their bikes before and they loved it. And we've got local professional riders that ride here and love it. So I think we've managed to appeal to the whole range of riders.
My name is Dave Jenkins. I'm the owner of Dreams Barbecue here in Homewood, 7600 North Braddock Avenue in Homewood. I've been here for approximately going on 11 years now. Mainly on Sundays, the people that's out in the streets, like homeless or running all night in the streets, I feed them. So, you know, they can come by, they can get a meal, you know, after church though. So, because I go to church and my nephew's here, so when I come from church, then I open the doors and I'll give them a meal. Oh, they love it because they know they can always come and get something to eat, or, you know what I'm saying, they can come and talk to me. Or, you know, a lot of them, like the lady down here on the corner, she's been here for like 50 years, and she's been in that same house for like 50 years, and she comes over, I give her a tab so she can come and get something to eat in between her checks or whatever, so it helps sustain her. So, and she really appreciates it. She's like, oh, I don't know what I'd do if you weren't here. People love barbecue, but they don't really don't want to do it themselves, especially when it's hot outside or if it's really cold outside. And if you can do it and do it well, I mean, it's a really nice meal if you can do it and do it well. And I don't have to cook it. Some people come for just the sides. You know, they like the sides, so they come for the sides. Some people want the sides and the meat. But whatever it is, they don't have to cook. So, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why Homewood is famous for barbecue.
Yeah, with hot and mustard mix.
Oh, you want a flat on that one?
Yes.
The weekend, man, it's crazy, especially in the summer. It's crazy in the weekends. And then Stiller games, oh, the place is packed. And then every now and then a few Stillers come through. So that really makes for, you know, a big game day, you know what I mean? Especially if in a Monday night, oh, man, you can forget it. I mean, there's people standing outside looking in the window, you know what I mean? So it's cool. So those are some of my better days, mainly the weekends. When they have the race, I pass out water. So I have a group of people in the neighborhood that, you know, we volunteer, we pass out water. So we'll meet here the night before, discuss strategy, how much water, you this side of the street, we're this side of the street, and we pass out water. So we pretty much do that for everything. And Acorn, that's another organization, they go around cleaning a block, adopt a block or something. So I always feed them. So they'll come in the night before, we'll discuss what they're going to do, where they'll go, about what time they'll come through, and I'll have it ready for them. So
there's a lot of changes kind of coming down the pipeline. How do you feel about that?
I embrace it because I think change is good. You know what I'm saying? If you stay in one place, you become stagnant. You know what I mean? Then there's no room to grow because you never venture out. You never spread your wings. You know what I mean? So I think change could be a good thing. You know what I mean? And then it brings a lot of new different people to the neighborhood. A lot of people that otherwise wouldn't pass through will pass through now. You know what I mean? And they can actually see Homewood for what it is. You know, it's actually really a beautiful place. A lot of nice, friendly people. I'm sure it has a stigma, and it has its bad elements as a lot of neighborhoods. But actually, Homewood is a really nice place. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of nice people here. You know what I mean? I've been here for 11 years now, and I've met so many wonderful people here in Homewood. You know what I mean? So I think change could be good.
Thank you for listening to our special Homewood-focused edition of Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Make sure you check out our website, wesa.fm, for photos and the full audio from today's show and past programs. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Pennsylvania Senate candidate Katie McGinty about her campaign. Until then, I'm Assistant Producer Katie Blackley. Thanks for listening.